So are you familiar with Buddhism?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I've read a couple of small books about the purpose and how it's practiced, but I'm still trying to learn. Many of what I've read has been translated, so it's not particularly a good translation, I think. Yesterday we went to Ban Phat, the Wan Ka Mahabua, the temple there, is very beautiful with what they're doing. My wife showed me around to the different his histories. I appreciated it very much what he did to Thailand.
Yeah, I mean, he was a very famous monk.
Yes.
And his temple is very simple. And there's a good energy around it.
If I understand correct, in his life he wanted it simple. He wanted he did not want too much complication.
No. When when was it? In the 70s or in the 80s, you know, the king came and said, you know, I want to build you a new sala. And then he said, no. Please not, you know, because I mean, if you build a sala, it will be, you know, it will be big, you know, and it will be lots of noise and so on, and my monks cannot practice. So the basic of Buddhism is actually the Four Noble Truths. Yeah? The first noble truth is there is dukkha, yeah, and the translation of dukkha in the West is mostly wrong. Yeah, it's called suffering. Yeah, it is not. Yeah, it is. Disease, discomfort, yeah, pain, suffering, but it's also boredom, restlessness, all these things we have daily, yeah? I mean, you wake up, you know, and you have already dukkha, because you need to get up, and you don't want to get up. Yeah. And you're hungry, you know, that is a form of dukkha, yeah? You need to go to the toilet, it's a form of dukkha, yeah? And all what we know, you know, you're tired, it's a form of dukkha, yeah? And all what we know in this world is, you know, how to get rid of the dukkha, yeah, but not to go to the cause of the dukkha. And the cause of the dukkha is a second noble truth. The cause of the dukkha is, you know, our wanting, our desire, not being comfortable with the way things are. Yeah? We want to change constantly. Want to change this. Want to change that. And we are not happy with this. We are not happy with that. Yeah? That is what is causing us dukkha. And when there is no when there is no desire, then there is no dukkha. Yeah? I mean, desire can be both positive or negative. Yeah, we want something or we don't want something. Yeah, so this is the cause of our dukkha. And then the Lord Buddha said, you know, there is an end of dukkha. That is the third noble truth. And the fourth noble truth is what? Kung. The path that leads to the end of dukkha. And it is sila, samadhi, panya. Yeah? Sila is very, very important. Yeah? Sila are the five precepts. Yeah? And what is it? It is not only for people who want to go beyond, who want to go the path to the end of dukkha. It is also for us, you know, not to go down. Yeah? In the lower realms. So sila is not harming any living being, not taking what is not given, yeah? No sexual misconduct, that means being faithful in one's marriage, yeah? And not taking advantage of other people, yeah? Epstein case or something like that, yeah? Oh, but even, you know, even just the CEO and the secretary, it's already misconduct. Teacher, student is misconduct. Parents, you know, children is misconduct. And that all leads to hell. And the fourth is Musa. not talking lies, you know, not speaking harsh, not, you know, using one's language to harm other people and so on. Yeah? And the fifth, no alcohol, no drugs, everything that makes us unmindful. And the Lord Buddha said, if we keep these five precepts, we can come back as human beings. Yeah? And that is very important. Yeah, we don't want to be born as ghosts, you know, or hungry ghosts or demons or even animals. Yeah? or going to hell, yeah, that we so well know of. Every one of us has been to hell. Right? When our parents told us, you know, if you do this, or the church told us to go to hell, you know, we always, yeah? Why? Because we know it. We remember it. We don't remember it very clearly, but you know, just the word, you know, I mean, you know, has a very bad feeling in our heart, yeah? So, I mean, we have been there, you know, and we really don't want to go there, so. So the Lord Buddha said, you know, these five precepts are very, very rudimentary, you know, I mean, they protect us from falling down into the lower realms. And then the second part of the path that leads to the end of dukkha is samadhi, the ability to concentrate on one thing, but also the ability or the development of sati, of this awareness, being aware of what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the result is. Yeah? Actually, that makes us a human being. That is the definition of a human being. Yeah? Knowing what we are doing, why we are doing, and what is the result of it. And then look at our lives, how often are we aware of why we are doing things? Yeah? And what the result of it is. We just go ahead and do things. Yeah? Just because we want it, or we dislike it, or things like that. Yeah? We have not become human beings in a long time. Or only once in a while, you know, we wake up, what am I doing? Yeah? And then we fall asleep again. Huh? And then the third one is the development of wisdom. And the development of wisdom is the only tool, actually, you know, to cut down on dukkha, yeah? To cut down on the causes of dukkha because of our attachment. We are attached to five things, or five groups. They are called the five groups. And this attachment is the attachment to the body, yeah? When you think about the body, I mean, we remember that you were born, you know, that you went to learn to walk, that you learned to talk, that you went to school and university, yeah? I mean, when were you ready? When was your body so finished that you could do things? 16 years, 17 years, 18 years, yeah, something like that. And then how long can you use it? Well, 30 years, you know, before it breaks down. I mean, that is the truth about our body, yeah? And then from 40 or 50 years old, you know, we were just, you know, slowly decay until there's no more breath, yeah? When you think about, you know, when you think about this in the world, I mean, you train something for 15 years, you can use it for 30 years, and then you wait, you know, for decay for 40 years, you know, I mean, that is not much fun, yeah? Yeah? But we never think in this way, yeah? Because then nobody, in school, nobody teaches us in this way. Nobody teaches us, I mean, there's a body that we use, yeah? Everybody of us, you know, uses a car, yeah? We know, you know, we are not the car. We go in the car and then we drive it here and we drive it there, you know, and when it is broken, you know, we bring it to the service station, yeah? And then we get it back, you know, while it is broken, you know, we might, you know, feel discomfortable. Discomfort, you know, because it is not working, yeah, but you know, when we get back, you know, okay, we drive again. Now think about, you know, I mean, the Lord Buddha said, you know, this body is not mine, you know, this is not me, yeah. I mean, it's born, you know, and it will die, but it has nothing to do with us, yeah. Think about the simile of, you know, when you're born in a car, when you die in a car, and when you never get out of the car, how can you not believe that you are the car? So we are born in this body, we die in this body, and we never get out of the body, so we believe we are this body. Yeah? How can we not believe? But the Lord Buddha came and knocked at the window shield and said, get out, yeah? And look, you know, it's not you, yeah? But we are so attached to this body, you know, I mean, but when it is sick, you know, we bring it also to the repair station, yeah? And we call it doctor or hospital. And then they change this pump or that or this. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah. So what is so special about this body? Of course, you know, we have to take care of our car. Yeah. I mean, we have to put in fuel, you know. This is fuel. Yeah. We have to put in water. We have to put in oil. We have to to put in grease, you know, to make it going. Yeah, but that's it. Yeah. And that's the same with the body. Yeah. But for us, the body is the most important thing. Yeah. If something is wrong with the body, you know, we also feel very sad. Hmm? And this is something, you know, where we are very attached to. Yeah? And this is something where we have to learn to get detached, and see we are not really the body, and there's something in there. I mean, even though we have these six senses of eyes, you know, ears, nose, and tongue, and feeling, and thinking, you know, when we get out of it, we still have it. It is just an amplification. I mean, it's a nice tool. You can think about it as a biological robot, yeah? I mean, nowadays, you know, I mean, at the times of the Lord Buddha, there were no robots, so he couldn't compare it with robots, but now we have these robots, yeah? And when you think in a factory, how long do you train these robots? I mean, if it is a complex task, you know, it is between 3 months and 6 months to train this robot so that he can only fulfill a certain task. But our robot is very versatile, yeah? That's why we have to train it for such a long time. But it's still a tool, and we have to see it as a tool, and not getting completely taken by it, you know, and worry about it after death, you know. I mean, when your car is dead and you can't repair it, what do? You don't bury it, you don't invite your relatives, oh, let's laugh. But we do that with this body, yeah. The moment you see that the car is not running anymore, you get out, you know, and you walk, yeah. And look for a new car. And that is the same with us, you know. The moment the last breath is taken, you know, we get out of this body, automatically, you know, the chitta, that is the driver of this body, yeah, I mean, goes out, you know, and looks for the next route. And depending on the merit, and that is a very important thing in Buddhist practice, the merit, you know, the puna and the pap that we do, yeah. And depending on the merit, yeah, or you can compare, depending on the money that you saved up, yeah, you either can buy a new car, or a broken car, or no car, yeah. And that is the merit that we do, yeah. I mean, it is important to do merit, yeah. It is important, you know, to be generous, it is important to be polite, it is important to be respectful, and it is important to be grateful, yeah? That is very important, that is all good. And it is important, you know, to look after, you know, your family or your friends and things like that, or comrades and whatever, yeah? Because whatever we do unto others, like the saying, yeah, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever is happening to you right now is what you have done unto others. But the second part of this, we never hear, yeah? We only hear the first part. Why do they leave it out, yeah? Because that is the law of karma, yeah? The law of karma says whatever you have done unto others, be it good or bad, will come back to you. And whatever comes back to you is something that you must have done unto others. Maybe not in... Most probably not in this life, but in previous lives. Yeah? And if we apply this to every situation that happens to us, we can be quite happy. Yeah? We don't have to blame the government, we don't have to blame this person, we don't have to blame that, yeah, that situation. We know it's all coming from our own making, yeah? From our own doing. And that is very important, you know, to understand that, yeah. And that can make change our life, you know, to the much better, yeah? So because we can accept it. Even though in the beginning it is tough and we need to bite our teeth. But yeah, if we know if we are the cause of this problem, yeah, then we can deal with it much easier. If we think that somebody else is the problem, I mean, we cannot change the other person, yeah? I mean, how often did you want to change your wife, yeah? But she doesn't listen, yeah? And the same thing with, you know, with your wife, she wants to change your, yeah? And he doesn't listen, you know, he doesn't change, you know? But she can change herself, and you can change yourself, yeah? And that makes a big difference, yeah? If you understand this fundamental, you know, of Buddhism, yeah? Then you can live, you know, a relatively happy life, yeah? Not Gautama.
ไม่ครับ
วันนี้เป็นวันนี้เดี๋ยวมีแต่ภาษาอังกฤษนะโอเค understood นะครับพ่อผู้เข้าใจไหมไม่จิ๋วนิดน้อยนิดหน่อย
ยะทาวะริวะหาปุราภริภุเรนติสักการังเอวเมวะอิโทตินังเปทานังอุปกปติอิจิตังปฏิตังทุมหังคิปเมวะสมิจจตุสัมเปภุเรนตุสังกปาจันโดภนาระโสยะทามณิโชติระโสยะทาวิทิโอวิวัชันตุสัมบารโคสัตตุมาเตภาวะวันตารายุสุขีดีกายุโคภาวะอภิวาทนาสีลิสานิจจโวทาปจายโนจตารโหธรรมวันใดที่อายุวันโอสุขังภาลังอากาศเวภาสานานังอาคันธมังวิจานะทังอาเกปุเทภาสานานังตะกิเนยอนุตเรอาเคธัมเมภาสานานังวิราคุปัสสเมสุขเณอาเคสังเคภาสานานังปุญญาเคเทอนุตตเรอากัสสมิงทานังตถะทังอาคังปุญญาภวัตถติอาคังอายุชวันโนจยะโสเกติโสขังพลังอากัสสตะธัมเมทาวีอากาธัมมาสมาหิโตเทวพุทโธมนุโสวะอากัปโตปโมตติทิภวตุสัพพมังกลังราคันตุสัพพเทวทาสัพพุทธานุภาเวนะสัทธาสัทธิภวันตุเตภาวัตุสัพพมังกลังราคันตุสัพพเทวทาสัพพธัมมานุภาเวนะสัทธาสัทธิภวันตุเตภาวัตุสัพพมังกลังราคันตุสัพพเทวทาสัพพสังฆานุภาเวนะสัทธาสัทธิภา